Key idea number 3. Identify your constraints. This is one of the most important concepts in modern management. The theory of constraints says that between you and any goal you want to achieve, there is a particular constraint that sets the speed at which you achieve that goal. This constraint is often called a bottleneck or choke point. Sometimes you can think of this constraint as the limiting factor between where you are and where you want to end up. For example, if you want to increase your sales volume, the critical constraint is the number of customers that you attract to your business. Or perhaps the critical constraint is the quality of the customers that you attract. Or perhaps the constraint is the loyalty of the customers that you attract. Or perhaps the constraint is the number of possible resales and referrals that you can get from the customers you attract. In each case, a different approach and a different strategy is necessary to alleviate this constraint. Constraints follow the 80-20 rule. 80% of the constraints on you achieving your goals, either personal or business, are inside of you or your organization. Only 20% are on the outside. And this is the difference between high-performance and low-performance managers. High-performance managers always begin by looking on the inside, by looking at their staff, their organizational structure, their products, their services, their business processes, their advertising, their sales, their marketing, and so on. Mediocre managers, on the other hand, always blame their internal problems on external constraints. But this is seldom the case. Here's the question for you. What one constraint, if you could alleviate it completely, could help you move toward your goal faster than anything else? Whatever your answer is to that question, begin focusing all of your energies on relieving that constraint today. This alone could change the entire future of your business.